One of the things I was trying to determine, though, this morning, and I can't from my official gas buddy source. Am I seeing an uptick in places of gasoline?
I thought I saw around 320 somewhere.
Okay. Really? I've seen a couple that were at 325.
Okay, yeah, right.
Okay, but okay. Still others that are still low.
I mean, in fact, the one I watched went down another penny to 301 this morning.
Oh,
so.
All right.
Yeah, it was to the point where I drove by a couple of stations that were closed but were up. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Then I drove by a couple of places that were down but open. But because I don't really need it, I'm like, I'm not going to get out in this weather.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
No. Well, you know, the savings is not going to cost me to get out and tap the tank, as I will do, because traveling at the time I do is like sometimes I find those places. But I was looking at GasBuddy.com, and I don't know if there's a problem with the uploads for people to try and provide latest information, but there is nothing fresh from this morning.
Oh. Okay.
On GasBuddy. Everything still goes back to yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, the people in GasBuddy are based in Michigan, so maybe he's in an area where there's a power outage or something that might affect his ability to update.
Could be, because everything goes back to yesterday afternoon. And I'm thinking that if there were upticks, they'd be showing up, and they're not. Okay, but thanks for confirming, and I'm sure others could confirm the same thing. Might be where we have an uptick coming, and if you can get it low, get it. Or maybe it's one of those things where it's going to be this area and not another area. I don't know. Let me just do one more check just to make sure, and I'm not seeing things here. Nope, because everything's here still showing the... In fact, I can look at the location of the station I saw that I know was 325, and it's still showing 299. From yesterday.
Okay.
So, but I know I saw it.
So it's not updated.
Okay. I know I saw it. So I'll just keep that in mind. Another thing, too, I wanted to mention, just because I just received a phone call, and I've taken a couple of calls, and I know we've had an email exchange with a listener, Dave. Maybe you got more calls, too, Pat. I don't know if you're getting somebody calling, trying to listen to the Tigers at night, and, man, at some point at night, suddenly your signal kind of... It becomes a little bit more tough to listen to.
We have to reduce power in hours of darkness.
Yep, the FCC commands us, as always has been the case, by the way, loyal listeners. This is nothing new. The FCC commands us, generally set by daylight, sunrise and sunset times, that we have a power increase that happens during the day and a power decrease that happens at night. We wish we didn't have to abide by it, but our friends at the Federal Communications says this is what you got to do, and so we got to do that.
Yep. Yeah, if they were trying to listen to the Tigers yesterday or last night, you're out of luck because they got rained out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
They weren't there. That's why they weren't there.
And I was wondering, I was thinking to myself, though, it's because, you know, a lot of more people I'm talking to are listening to the Tigers. Mm-hmm. We have a very loyal base of Tigers listeners, always will, no matter what. Right. But then I'm wondering if more and more people are trying to listen to him and going,
why can't I hear them?
What's
anymore?
Going on? I really want to hear the Tigers because they're fun to listen to.
And always understand if they're going to be on, they're going to be on 790 almost always. And we've had a couple incidents recently. Someone said, why weren't you carrying the Tigers last night? Well, we were. They had a two-hour delay. And I'm not talking about last night, but a two-hour delay.
Right.
And so someone's come in here, hear a regular program, thinking, oh, why aren't they carrying Tigers anymore? Well, because there's a lengthy delay.
Yep, and they will wait those delays out. Tigers have some. Remember that one week we had like four or five games in a row
that had
delays. So that's an answer for that question there. I mean, we wish we could do something, but unfortunately, again, the Federal Communications Commission governs what we do, and we can't disobey their rules. They wouldn't like that.
Right. Well, one of the things we've done is we now simulcast on FM. We can't put the Tigers on there, but we now simulcast on FM, and that is not affected by a power change. So there are some areas where people are able to hear our regular programming now much better and around the clock that they may have had difficulty in the past.
Well, that's a good point. And programming always online.
Mm-hmm.
Tigers not online because we can't do the Tigers online, but at least you get programming online too. Mm-hmm. So we hope you'll find satisfaction some way.
Seems like rain is the only thing that can slow down the Tigers.
Yeah.
Recently.
That's true. I mean, we're riding a four-game winning streak, beating some quality teams, playoff teams like the White Sox, the Tampa Bay Rays, the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah.
You don't want the season to end, and yet it's going to be.
I know. And today training camp opens for the Red Wings?
Red Wings, yep.
I think yesterday marked we are 3 weeks away. We are now less than 3 weeks away for the start of the NHL season. And I think when the Wings start.
And the Pistons will be gearing up soon in a couple weeks. So,
man.
Yeah, it's that time of year.
It is. It's fall.
Everything starts to come together.
We're here.